Well, there's a recent trend in TV shows with female comedian leads getting the axe after just a short run. The Break with Michelle Wolf on Netflix was canceled after 10 episodes. Sarah Silverman's I Love You, America on Hulu has been canceled after 21.
The things that terrify some people are the same things that give other people great comfort. You know, it's like the way the sight of a police car might give some people comfort. For instance, white people.
Meanwhile, male comics accused of sexual harassment like Louis C.K. are being welcomed back to the stage. For more on the disparity between male and female comics, we're joined on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by the director of the Center for Media and Social Impact at American University in D.C., Kathy Borum-Chatou. Thank you very much for talking to us today. So are we seeing a trend developing, or is this just business as usual for Hollywood?
Sure. Well, yeah, I think it's actually a couple of different issues at play. So the first, just to address gender. So I'm writing a book about comedy and social change, and it deals a lot with traditionally marginalized voices. And by that, I mostly mean women and people of color historically. So first, on the issue of gender and comedy, it is certainly historically true and still true that it's harder for women to make it in contemporary comedy as an entertainment business. The business is still largely controlled by white, straight men, although that's getting better. So that's one thing that's true. And the other thing that's important to keep in mind is that the pipeline by which comedians come up through the stand-up circuit and then are discovered or make their way onto television and eventually make their way to their own show, that pipeline also is controlled by men. And so even having access to stage time in a stand-up circuit and then having access to the ripple effect that follows in the mainstream entertainment industry is traditionally and still harder for women. But one thing that I would add about this show in particular is that the format here really matters. When we think about the format of topical comedy on television, we don't know yet how the streamers, the online streamers like Amazon and Hulu and Netflix, we don't yet know if that's an established consumer public behavior where people are going to seek out that kind of format on the streamers. And so we just don't know it enough yet. I mean, it happens that the two that were canceled certainly did have women stars, but the third example I would say is Patriot Act with Hasan Minhaj, who is not a woman but is a person of color. And that show seems to be doing well, but we just don't know enough yet about whether this is actually an audience problem.
Okay, so if it's not an audience problem, then I suppose it's an executive problem.
Sure, yeah.
So how are female comedians received then, do you think, compared to male comedians? And there's been a lot of ink spilled on this.
Well, again, in my work, and I think it's important to consider the cultural and the media context for this. So in the case of the analog era, for example, where, you know, the pipeline was comedy clubs into the early days of TV, into the early days of sitcoms, excuse me, that business was really controlled, heavily controlled by gatekeepers. It's very difficult for women to gain access into that system at all. And then all of a sudden, or not all of a sudden, but in the evolution of the digital era, as we have, you know, YouTube comes along in 2005, what we see there and what we've seen over the past decade is this real surge of traditionally marginalized voices in comedy who are basically shaping their own comedy, like women like Issa Rae and Francesca Ranzi, who now has an MTV web series. So they're creating their own voice and they're getting access to fans. And then what we're starting to see is that then they're being discovered by quote unquote mainstream legacy media, HBO, MTV, et cetera. And then they're, you know, being placed onto, the airwaves in that way. And so what we're seeing is women gaining control of their own narrative. And now the marketplace is starting to respond to that, meaning the entertainment marketplace. Once these women establish that they have fans and followers, you know, Hollywood and the entertainment industry certainly understands what market demand and market value looks like. And so I think that people like me who study this and study the technology backdrop are not so much focused on, you know, are women allowed to be funny? Of course they are. Women are hilarious. You know, Lucille Ball had the very first comedy show that was successful commercially in the very, very early nascent days of television. So I'm not sure that's a debate that is even something that we should honor anymore. But I think we should continue to look at the systems by which the entertainment industry allows voices in or does not, and champions voices or does not.
All right. Thanks very much for talking to us. Appreciate it. That's Kati Borum-Chatu from American University.